Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday, and you know, I love to rant on Friday. It's like I want to get prepared for the weekend, so I have to get everything out of me so that I don't walk around like the Grinch all weekend long. And we're going to be doing that today in just a minute. I just have to remind everybody that today's show is being brought to you by Primordial Performance. Primordial Performance is running their annual summer sale. Everything on the website is up to 40% off. Check it out. The sale won't last much longer. Go to primordialperformance.com today. And thank you to Eric Potratz for being a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. My guests today are actually en route, and this is Jay Clark Baird and Bill Butler. How you doing, Clark?
Doing good, Carl. How you doing?
Very good, very good. We overmodulated you there. There we go. Okay. Anyway.
I've been over a lot of things, Carl. Never modulated.
Not overmodulated, huh? Okay. We wanted to do this show because the reality is that anti-aging doctors today are really being targeted by the federal government unfairly. I cannot recall, either through my own research or historic stories that have been told to me by other people, any time before, except at the institution of the first criminalization of recreational drugs. That is the last time in the history of the United States that a large group of doctors have been targeted by the federal government unfairly. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a scary time in our nation's history, Carl. I mean, when our own government starts targeting our healthcare providers for simply doing their jobs, I think that it's scary because, you know, it's one thing when we have this huge debate about Obama and socialized healthcare and and privatization.
Yeah, and how healthcare is going to be paid for and so on and so forth. That's really
right.
What those issues are.
Right, but the issue that we're looking at today, Carl, is about, you know, the federal government and our government setting healthcare, you know, our own individual healthcare rights. And I'm not talking about your right to a doctor and this and that. I'm talking about your right to use legal medications to deal with your own medical issues as an individual.
Right.
And I think that that's scary in today's age.
I'll tell you something that I just thought of when you said that. You know, when we talk about health freedom, that we should have the ability to make the kind of decisions that impact our lives without the interference of government. And that really is part of our right to freedom. And, you know, I wonder why a class action suit cannot be brought against the federal government for its support and adherence to the idea that tobacco was safe back in the day. You know, I mean, I guess where I'm going with this is, if the government is wrong about their blockade of hormone replacement therapy for men, for instance, and there are a number of lives lost, and we can show that these people would have lived longer had they received the proper care, but they couldn't receive the proper care because of the stigma that doctors were afraid of assigning themselves if they treated patients this way. I wonder if the government could be held culpable for blocking that type of health care.
Well, the problem, Carl, would be, you know, sovereign immunity, you know, which is, you know, the concept that basically the federal government can always sue the federal government when they decide that they'll let you, and those instances are unfortunately far and few between, you know. But what I think is, you know, like I said, so scary is that here we are in 2010, and, you know, our choices about what type of medications we want to take, you know, are being regulated by our own government. And, you know, it's like, you know, Carl, if in some states, you know, you're allowed to commit suicide if you are, you know, chronically ill.
Right.
So if you have the right to die, then why shouldn't you have the right to live in terms of the right to live the type of lifestyle with the type of, you know, optimal health that you want to have
right.
as an American citizen?
Isn't my choice in the drugs that I want to use? And here's what, you know, you can't look at this situation without going back in time and looking to the original criminalization of drug use in general. Back in the late 1800s when there were things called patent pharmaceuticals, which were generally opiates that people would use for teething babies and for headaches and so on. And these were readily available throughout the country without any penalty of law. And no one was, you know, dying or killing each other over these drugs. But it wasn't until a small group of right-winged zealots in the city of San Francisco wanted to oppress the Chinese who were living there and building the railroad by getting rid of their opium dens. And they went after anything that had opium in it, but they went after it for the wrong reasons. They didn't go after it because opium was hurting and killing people. They went after it because they wanted to penalize the Chinese by taking ways of life away from them. And
sure.
when you look at the original reasons that drugs are even criminalized, you realize it has nothing to do with safety or health, but yet the government stands behind this idea that we're doing this for you. We're doing this because we're trying to protect you.
And it's
not true. It's not true. I mean, think about it for a second. How many times have you heard pundits say anabolic steroids cause heart disease or cause liver damage or cause cancer or cause prostate or any myriad of other diseases that they try to attribute to anabolic steroids? The interesting thing is that I guess to the federal government, women's lives are not as valuable as men. And you know why I say that?
Why?
Because all of the side effects that the pundits like to associate with anabolic steroids are side effects that women suffer from the exposure to and risks that they suffer the exposure to when they take birth control. So it's okay to expose females to those risk factors to avoid an unwanted pregnancy, but it's not okay for an old dude like me to want to feel strong and youthful and expose myself to those risks. I don't understand that.
It makes no sense to me, Carl. You know, and we, you know, you and I have discussed this many times before, in terms of the, you know, the discrepancy, the distinction between the way that men are treated in regard to their hormones and hormone treatments as opposed to women, and I simply think it's, you know, that. Our country is ran by a group of men who are intimidated and fearful of men who are virile and masculine and who seek to, you know, maintain their health. And it's simply, you know, that's, you know, they just, it's unacceptable for them, for us to, you know, want to be Peter Pan, I guess.
You know, could it really be that simplistic? Could it really boil down to the jock in the high school schoolyard and the pencil neck geek in the corner wishing he could be a jock and resenting everything that the jock stood for, and then someday he becomes a lawmaker, and all of those demons that he carried from when he was, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old, feeling inadequate in the presence of men who looked like men. And so now he's legislating that way. He's saying, you know what? I mean, I remember how outraged I was when Joseph Biden sat in front of Congress and told that BS story about maybe he could have been a pro baseball player if he would have used anabolic steroid. That is an insult to every pro ball player in the world, to think that it could be reduced to taking anabolic steroids and have nothing to do with skill and effort and genetics. I mean, he insulted every ball player in the world at that moment. So a ball player is just the sum of what he injects. That's all he is.
Trust me, Carl. I can assure you that you could give me every performance enhancer in the world, and I still couldn't shoot or jump like Michael Jordan.
Exactly, exactly. And so you really believe that that's what it comes down to? You really believe that these legislators are just intimidated by masculinity?
Absolutely.
That is a scary thought. That is really a scary thought. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about how doctors who practice anti-aging medicine are being unfairly targeted by the federal government. We're talking today with J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody, if you haven't gotten your free trial sample of Attack, Attack is a pre-workout supplement that does not have any supplements in it. Stimulants in it. Yet it increases focus and strength in the gym. And it's being made available by our friends over at OrbitNutrition.com. Go to Superhuman Radio's homepage and get your free trial sample of Attack today. And remember, if you like it, you can get an additional 10% off at OrbitNutrition.com by using the coupon code SHR10. That's SHR10. Check it out. My guests today, J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Their practice does specialize and handle anabolic steroid-related type cases. You really are starting to see a lot more activity from anti-aging doctors, aren't you?
Yes. We've been receiving a lot of calls recently, more from the medical field, you know, the doctors and the clinics and people involved in the clinics, as opposed to, you know, bodybuilders or people who've been picked up or charged with, you know, possession or trafficking, things like that.
Right.
Or manufacturing. We've seen more and more doctors from different states who are being targeted by either state and federal joint task force or state or, you know, state, local, state law enforcement officials or, you know, DEA. In terms of, you know, investigations, looking at their licenses, looking at their, professional practices in terms of what their prescriptions, what prescriptions are being given, what tests are being run, what the kind of reviews of the patients and clients, things like that. So, I mean, it's pretty scary.
I was just trying to get over to Anthony Roberts' blog. I'm thinking that Anthony published something on his blog the other day about Signature Pharmacy being reopened, the case against Signature Pharmacy being reopened by the Albany District Attorney. Did you read anything about that?
I have not. I've been in court all day, but that wouldn't surprise me. You know, I mean, generally, in a lot of states, there is no statute of limitations on a felony. And whenever, you know, whenever new evidence arises, the case expands and they try to bring in new parties.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, that wouldn't surprise me.
You know, it just baffles me the time that's being invested into, when you look at these cases, about the, you know, quote unquote rogue doctors, like poor Dr. Haggard, who, you know, ended up having to, they probably crushed his will and he pled. You know, he basically copped the plea is what he did in order to
Correct.
Try to minimize the time he was going to spend in jail. Because you can't it's hard to win against the government. It really is. Unless you have the resources and you have a following of people that will support you, it's very, very difficult. It's got to be very lonely and very intimidating to have the full weight of the government pushing down on you.
That's a big boot you don't want on your neck.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? Just think about that for a second. It's a big boot you don't want on your neck. You know, this government is really, it's really starting to smack of that jackbooted, image that we had back in the day, like McCarthyism and so on. It's starting to become that again. It really is. And I see it happening to these doctors who hang out the shingle of anti-aging medicine or integrative medicine. There are doctors out there right now, Clark, that are prescribing drugs off-label in regular practices who are not being scrutinized, but as soon as it becomes a hormone, they become scrutinized. How can the government do that? How can they do that?
Well, just remember, I mean, the government is the ones who gets to decide what are controlled substances and what aren't. Government gets to decide, you know, the DEA gets to, and the FDA determine what the scheduling is of drugs, Schedule 1, Schedule 2, Schedule 3. You know, I mean, we've given, unfortunately, over the past, 70 years, we've given the federal government such an immense amount of power, that, you know, they have crept into almost every aspect of a person, you know, your personal life.
Right.
I mean, that's 100 years ago, it wasn't like that. You know, 100 years ago, you know, the federal government is actually supposed to be the more limited of the two governments because the federal government is only supposed to, you know, operate in those areas where state government is not capable of operating. Okay. That's the powers reserved to the people. That's how the Constitution spells it out. And instead what we've had is, you know, based upon, this is my political science background. you have two institutions, the executive and the legislative branches, and their nature is to try to expand their influence, their sphere of influence.
Right.
By doing so, they increase, there's monetary issues, you know, larger budgets, more influence, and more personal power. And so with this internal drive within the federal government to expand its role in our lives, that's what's happened over the past 100 years. So now you've got to where, you know, you have United Senators you know, deciding that, you know, Terry Schiavo does or does not need to be taken off life support. You know, you have United States senators bringing, you know, Roger Clemens in front of them worried about whether or not him and his wife took growth hormone. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. It is sad that in our modern day and age, my senators and congressmen are worried more about what Roger Clemens is doing with his own body than, you know, the homeless population.
Right.
Or, you know, or healthcare.
Right. Or what, you know, and that's the startling part for me. We're talking about drugs that by and large really don't have real criminal activity associated with them, like crack or cocaine or any of those things do. You don't have the types of people who are using hormones. Many of them are using black market hormones because they can't go to their doctors and speak honestly and say, look, I want these drugs because I want to change my appearance. You know, I can go and get liposuction and die on the table. That's okay. But I can't take an injection that's going to change my body over time. And so they use this stuff black market. And the startling thing to me is most of these guys are good citizens. They're police officers and firemen. They're accountants. They're average guys. And the government is going after them like as though they're some sort of criminal because they're using these drugs that shouldn't be scheduled in the first place. Clark, what about this? Vermont doesn't prosecute anabolic steroid-related crimes. And they never picked up the federal mandate to schedule the drug. If you get caught in the state of Vermont carrying a bottle of testosterone, it's the same thing as carrying a bottle of Tylenol.
Right. And that's because Vermont is, you know, Vermont is one of these states where they put a emphasis, a priority upon personal freedom. They don't Vermont has been always been a very independent state. That's how the state was born. Okay, and the people are still like that today. They have a stubborn streak about them. You know, mm-hmm. It's kind of like in Montana. You know, it's like trying to tell people in Montana they can't carry guns, okay?
Right.
Some people in some states have a certain mindset, and you know, they don't want, you know, the government, governing, you know, minutia in their life. You know, that it's not a priority to them. They've got bigger fish to fry in Vermont, and kudos to them.
So, I mean, can we do anything to rein in government, or is it this behemoth now that it's out of control and we just have to sit back and hope that it doesn't come for us someday?
Well, you know, Carl, you know what Shakespeare said, you know, is that, you know, the first step, you know, is to kill all the lawyers.
Don't say that, Clark.
I'm just saying, I mean, you know, as a criminal defense attorney, Carl, I mean, you know, I feel like, you know, it's my job to stand between, you know, the fury and the resources of the federal government and my client. And the only thing that I have is the law and the Constitution and, you know, and a person's civil rights in an effort to try to restrain this behemoth, you know, this juggernaut that is the federal government.
Right. But do you think, I mean, I know that you're an optimist. I know that personally that you're an optimist. Do you believe that we could ever get government to step back? I understand the concept. In order for government to prosper, it has to grow. And unlike a business who tries to get more customers, the government, in order for them to grow, they have to broaden the net of the people that they govern and have more of those people have contact with the system so that they can demand more tax dollars because they say, hey, last year we only prosecuted 3,000. Now we're prosecuting 30,000. We need more attorneys. We need more this. We need more that. And that's how they grow. I understand how that works. I mean, I'm clear on that. But I mean, is it possible now to, I know that the power is in the people's hands. Can we really change it? Can we really say to government, get out of our lives? I'll bleep that on the podcast. Get out of our lives. Stay out of our, you know, clean up the oil mess. Prosecute BP. You know, keep the terrorists out of the country. But like, if I want to eat rare or raw meat, or I want to use a drug that makes me look better, that shouldn't have anything to do with the government.
And I agree. I mean, you know, I think, you know,
I'm an adult. I think that I can make decisions for myself in my best interest, and I don't need the federal government doing that for me. And I don't think that the federal government needs to do that for my clients. You know, and
can you beat the government in these types of cases? Do you think? Is the government really far off sometimes when they go after some of these anti-aging doctors?
Well, hold on. Let's pass the question to my partner, Bill Butler.
Okay.
Repeat the question, Carl.
Okay. Can we really?
Oh, hi. I'm just on the line.
Okay. All right. The question I just asked Clark, and he passed the phone to you, is can we really help these doctors that are being unfairly prosecuted, or does the government win all the time?
No, the government definitely doesn't win all the time, because even though it may seem like they do many, many times, we have the Constitution, we have certain laws are in effect, doctors have to abide by the Hippocratic Oath. It's up to us as defense lawyers to... I think as Clark, I've only heard one side of the conversation, as Clark said earlier, stand between our clients and this government juggernaut.
Right. And but do you do feel that these cases are winnable when they take like poor Dr. Haggard got nailed to the cross, and I feel like he was like the last one. They had already prosecuted so many other people in that Signature Pharmacy deal that
right.
I didn't see how he was going to ever really beat that. But I mean, the average doctor who's being called on the carpet today that's participating in anti-aging medicine, do you think that they have a shot, or is it a luck of the draw?
No, they absolutely have a shot. These are legal medicines that these physicians are using for legal purposes. It's up to us to point out to these assistant United States attorneys or whomever, the state prosecutors, that these are legal medicines, that the doctors are using them for a legal purpose. Many, or practically, I would say most United States attorneys, most state prosecutors have no clue what anabolic steroids are, what testosterone, they have no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
Right. Right.
I'm going to pass this back to Clark for a second.
Okay, well, listen to what we're going to do. Look, we're going to take a break. Hold that thought, Clark. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick up. Just hold your thought where you are, okay? When we come back, we'll pick up right where we're leaving off. We're talking today with J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. We're talking about the current situation that anti-aging doctors are facing in the United States. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Check this out.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to GEAR. GEAR is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. GEAR is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. GEAR causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get GEAR today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. GEAR. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences uprising.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I had cut you off as we were going into the break, Clark. You had something you wanted to say when I was asking, is it possible to even beat the government on behalf of these doctors?
And I was going to say, actually, a couple weeks ago, Carl, we spoke to some lawyers in Oklahoma, and they were calling because they were representing a doctor who was being investigated on the state level. And what was scary was the doctor was being investigated for prescribing anabolic steroids. What was scary was that this lawyer and I'm sure he is a perfectly competent criminal defense attorney when it comes to, cocaine or white-collar crime or child porn or whatever. But he had absolutely no clue about anabolic steroids. I mean, he didn't know that testosterone was the primary male hormone. And I thought, man, this is scary. You're going to represent this doctor, and you don't even know what – anything about the medications that are at issue here, it's Bill and I have sat in with, federal agents and U.S. attorney, and they, the U.S. attorney hasn't had a clue what these steroids were either, did he, Bill?
And that really, and I don't understand how you can try a case if you don't understand what the vehicle for the crime was in the first place. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. I understand that there are some attorneys who focus in certain areas, so I can understand an attorney not knowing much about anabolic steroids unless he had come across this type of a case before. But the U.S. attorney not knowing, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's just kind of how it is.
And so what do you do in a case like that? Do you try to educate the U.S. attorney? Do you offer an olive branch and say, look, I just want to make sure that you understand what we're doing here, or you just have to fight it and he's talking a different language?
Well, I mean, they're smart enough to know, this is a legal substance.
You got to get closer, Clark. You just moved away from your microphone.
I'm sorry. That's I said, they know enough to say, this is an illegal substance, and this is a violation, things like that. The trickier thing comes when they're charging people with research chemicals, Clomid, things like that, or peptides, things that they don't understand. That's when it's a real problem. Is when
you know, when they're not sure what the substances are that they're prosecuting over.
Right.
You know, and it's the same, you know, in regards to the medical practice issues, is that, you know, a lot of times it's an issue about whether or not the medicine is properly prescribed in the course of a professional practice. You know, it's legitimate medical issue being addressed, and the medication is appropriate for that issue.
Right.
You know, and you know, if they don't understand, if these agents don't understand what the medications are, then how are they going to, you know, how are they going to know whether or not it's a legitimate prescription or not? How are they going to know that the doctor is not appropriately addressing the medical concern?
Right. Right. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it your experience that doctors who practice anti-aging and integrative medicine who are prescribing these types of hormones regularly, is it your experience that they even consult with an attorney prior to setting up their practice, or do they only come to you once the federal government has knocked on their door and says, hey, we want to look at your records now?
Carl, of course,
Just get closer to the microphone there, Bill.
Thank you. Carl, if it's kind of we run into a mixed bag. The physicians that consult us, as they're setting up that area of their practice, really have far fewer problems because we can advise them ahead of time. The old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, is really, really true when it comes to these sorts of legal medical issues.
Yeah, and I have a funny feeling that doctors typically don't feel the need to do this type of work in the beginning, because most doctors don't. I can't believe that most doctors setting up a practice, just a general, you know, general GP, general practice, general practitioner, they feel the need to consult an attorney about the way they approach their practice, because it may make them vulnerable to federal prosecution. But anti-aging doctors do need to do that, because they are being targeted right now.
Absolutely, Carl. You're 100% correct.
So when you get a doctor who calls you and says, I'm worried, I just got a call from whoever, some, you know, federal agency, and they were asking me questions about, you know, my prescribing policy on this hormone or that hormone, is it pretty much it's too late already, or does sometimes the government just sniff around and then move away?
Sometimes that's the time when it's not too late, but generally when the physician's getting that call, it's almost at the point it's too late. If we've had enough time to consult with them at the beginning, then they oftentimes don't get that call.
You know what's really funny? I have a friend named Dr. Thomas O'Connor, and he used to advertise on the show, and he used to come on the show quite a bit, and he writes for a couple bodybuilding magazines and so on. And for the longest time, he called his practice the Anabolic Doc. He had a website called the Anabolic Doc, and, you know, he bragged and rightfully so, said, you know, his practice specialized in big, strong, powerlifting kind of men and so on and so forth. Now, I haven't spoken to Dr. O'Connor in quite a few months, but I did notice on Facebook recently, within the past 60 days probably, he changed the name of his practice from the Anabolic Doc to the Metabolic Doc. And I have to tell you, I never voiced this to him, but I always thought calling yourself the Anabolic Doc is pretty much like putting a target on your back for the federal government. Like, you're actually flaunting it that, you know, hey, anabolics, anabolic steroids, I'm the Anabolic Doc. And I wondered, I haven't spoken to him, but I've always wondered if the reason he changed his name is because he got some advice from somebody and said, look, you know, you're really thumbing your nose at the government. You need to change that name to something else.
I think, yeah, I'm familiar with
Dr. O'Connor.
I'm familiar with the Anabolic Doc, and I was familiar with the website, and I never spoke with him, Dr. O'Connor, but Bill and I both had that initial reaction to the, you know, I mean, look, I understand you're trying to create a little, you know, get a little panache and create a little controversy and attract some attention to yourself. But sometimes there's bad attention when that comes along with good attention. And when you got the DEA, if you have the DEA investigating you simply because of your nickname, that's not going to help anybody.
You know, and that leads to another question entirely. Where does marketing and advertising actually fall into a medical practice? Is the problem with the anti-aging community the fact that doctors who specialize in anti-aging medicine tend to be a little bit more aggressive with their marketing and advertising approaches because they have to get the word out? It's a new medical style. And that in and of itself almost smacks of like smarmy snake oil salesman.
We've got some doctors here in our hometown or our primary location who've been advertising for TRT and stuff like that. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I think the majority of men, Carl, are woefully ignorant about, the issues that come along with andropause and the benefits from testosterone replacement therapy and other types of medical, treatment regimens that can be utilized to maintain, your youth and vigor. I don't think it's cheap or, trashy for doctors to,
advertise.
No, I think that, it's just different. It's different in every city because obviously in some cities, the populace in South Beach is different than the populace in Detroit, and how you're going to attract those people that will be interested in the medical services is going to be different mediums and different ways.
Right. I part of the problem, I guess, that I have with this whole concept is the government totally ignorant to some of the great research that's coming out of not just accredited institutions, but some of the best research that is now linking low testosterone with early death comes out of the Veterans Administration. I mean, they had three studies come out of California's VA, all linking the lowest testosterone levels with the earliest rate of death, all cause mortality. There was another one recently, I believe, from Maryland, linking the use of trenbolone. Did you see the one? Now, this is really interesting, Clark, because remember, Dr. Haggard was called on the carpet primarily because of his desire to use trenbolone with some of his male patients. And the government felt like that was, that's just pure anabolic steroids. Did you see the recent study that came out of the Maryland or Virginia Veterans Administration showing that trenbolone is more effective in men who present side effects from testosterone?
Well, and I have it, Carl, but that wouldn't surprise me. Trenbolone is one of the most powerful, anabolic steroids out there, and I think that I've seen other studies where it show that the amount, the dosage of trenbolone compared to the dosage of testosterone, to achieve similar results in terms of achieving a specific anabolic state. Is significant. I mean, trenbolone is significantly, more potent. If you say milligram compared
right.
to milligram,
right?
Then testosterone is
trenbolone is 16 times more anabolic than testosterone, and actually about the same androgenicity. However, it doesn't, because it's a progestin. It doesn't have any of the conversion metabolites of testosterone. So men who present symptoms, gynecomastia, DHT, and estrogen-type symptoms from testosterone do better on very low doses of trenbolone. That was Dr. Haggard's claim. That is why he treated some men with trenbolone. Now, the VA, the Veterans Administration in Maryland, I believe, just did a study, like 600 individuals that they gave trenbolone to and had better outcomes than testosterone. Isn't the government paying attention to the science, or are they just following the law blindly? When we come back, we're going to answer that question. We'll talk today with Jay Clark Baird and Bill Butler. We'll be right back.
company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LDA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement.
Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. A-Town down.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guests today, J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler, have the practice that specializes in helping individuals who are dealing with anabolic steroid-related cases and crimes. You know, I don't know where I heard this, and I actually just tried to find it, but I couldn't. I remember reading not too long ago a quote, and I want to say it was Benjamin Franklin, but it may have been somebody else, and I'm hoping that one of you two scholarly guys can straighten me out here. But I remember reading a quote once that said something, I'm paraphrasing, something to the effect of, if you know a law is incorrect, you have to stand up against it. You know, if you know a law is, you know, like slavery, for instance, you know what I mean? You know a law is incorrect. You have to do something. You have to stand up against it. And I know that we're a nation of laws, but I've come to learn that there is nothing fair or just about what happens in a courtroom. It's all about one side winning and one side losing. It's not about both sides wanting justice and fairness. My question to you is this. We know that people are being unfairly prosecuted because of anabolic steroid-related crimes. How do you get the government to get on board to understand that this is one of those things that has to change? What do you do?
Well, I mean, I think, Carl, that it's, we have to educate people. I think that a lot of this grows out of ignorance. I mean, you know, and that's like I said, you know, whether we're talking about, you know, lawyers who are representing people who are malpracticing cases because they don't know a thing about steroids, and they don't know what they need to know to be able to help their clients and zealously represent their clients' best interests. Or we're talking about, you know, are senators and congressmen who don't wouldn't have a clue. I mean, they know, you know, the evil of anabolic steroids. I'm sure the mere words anabolic steroids makes the hair on the back of their neck stand up.
Right.
But the reality is what do they know about anabolic steroids?
Right.
What do they know about, you know, men who have struggled with erectile dysfunction, whose marriage is on the rocks, who feels suicidal because they feel like they're not the man they used to be, and simple testosterone replacement therapy makes them whole again.
Right.
It rejuvenates their marriage, rejuvenates that person's life. I mean, how dare some senator, some DEA agent tell, you know, these people that they're not allowed to seek, these men, that they're not allowed to seek out the medication that can, I mean,
change their lives. That can change their lives. Right.
Their life.
Now,
you know, I've not seen one 60-year-old woman or 50-year-old woman arrested for being on estrogen.
Right.
Not one.
Right. Right. But that's because, I agree with you, I think that it's a sad, sad time to be a man in the United States. I think that everything that we stand for, that masculinity stands for, has become unpopular. Men are supposed to become, what's the word I'm looking for? Androgynous.
Yeah.
We're supposed to become androgynous. We're supposed to be like more like women than men.
Right.
And anything that is purely masculine is looked down upon today.
Yeah. It's not cool to be macho.
No. But you know what? The government has to wake up. And the only way the government is going to wake up is for more people to start understanding the fact that there are no dead bodies from anabolic steroid. There are no murder. You know what? There's probably at any given time, there's probably 10 million guys on anabolic steroids in the United States, and there's not 10 million deaths a day. Roid rage is a lie. It doesn't exist. And the reality is that these steroids actually enhance life. They increase the quality of life, and there's evidence that they prolong life, and the government is standing in our way to accessing them. So in essence, the government is shortening men's lives by putting pressure on doctors unfairly so that as to make examples of them so that other doctors don't do this, don't get into this, because most doctors don't want to be bothered prescribing testosterone at all in this day and age. They just don't want to.
We've talked to some doctors and they're simply fearful of doing that. They're not gonna do it. They're scared that they'll lose their license. And you know, the problem is it you know, that this irrational, unscientific, you know, fear-driven policy of the federal government has a chilling effect upon, you know, medical care in the United States today. I mean, in Europe, do you think that in Europe, that, you know, with so many different, I mean, that's why people go to Europe today to seek alternative medicine,
right?
Alternative treatments, because you know, we have just, as a society, have constrained, you know, what is acceptable medical practices for our doctors. And you know, Carl, the reality is, as we've discussed and as I've discussed.
Is that the doctors should be able to choose themselves?
Well, I think you and Bill and I have talked previously about when will things change, and I think when it will change, Carl, is when the pharmaceutical companies decide that they want, you know, to make some money off.
Right. When they figure out, there you go. There you go.
Billions of dollars in lobbying Congress, and then you'll see a radical change in public policy in the United States.
You know, and I'm waiting. I mean, why doesn't the pharmaceutical, I mean, what is it? Solvay has been making Androgel for quite a long time, and their market share grows daily. It's an inadequate product, in my humble opinion. But I mean, you know, every day they have new pellets being introduced for testosterone treatment. I feel like the pharmaceutical industry is poised, but they haven't pulled the trigger yet. You're right. But when they pull the trigger, when they decide, hey, we're losing billions of dollars by not treating men for andropause, then you'll see the lobbying dollars going up to Congress, and you'll see people sitting down with, and you want, you'll even see some of your congressmen getting on testosterone and talking about it, going, you know, I got on testosterone. It's a great thing. It's a great thing.
I didn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
I didn't grow a third nipple.
My mental acuity increased. I was able to work harder. I had more energy. I'm a more loving father and husband. Right, exactly. Then things will change. You're right. Then things will change. But in the meantime, we need to keep people educated that this is a witch hunt and it's got to stop. It's got to stop. There's lives that are being destroyed unnecessarily. And again, if you don't want men to use anabolic steroids because of the safety issues, then you got to take all birth control products off the market for women too, because they pose the same risks.
I agree.
How do people reach you if they are interested in securing your advice, whether they're introducing a new supplement or they are a physician who is concerned, you know, that while they haven't gotten the knock on the door yet, it could be coming? How do they reach you?
Well, they can contact us on go through our websites, www.steroiddefenselawyers.com or www.supplementlawfirm.com, or you can call us directly at our office, 502-583-3388.
There you go. And you know what? Don't wait. Don't wait until the government knocks on your door. Don't wait, because then it's too late. Once they knock on your door, they've done all the reconnaissance, they've gotten everything that they want, and they're knocking on your door because they feel like They can do something.
They're serving you with an indictment when they knock on the door.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, don't wait for that. You need to find out if you're operating properly now. You know, an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure, especially when you're talking, we're not talking about losing your business. You're talking about being locked up by the federal government. This is not something that you want to fool around with. All right. Well, anyway, listen, Clark, I want to thank you and Bill for coming on the show today. And I also want to thank you guys for being sponsors of Superhuman Radio.
Thank you for having us, Carl. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. And everybody have a great weekend. We'll see everybody Monday with another episode of Supreme Radio. The new website will be up this weekend. All of my problems will be gone very shortly. We'll see you next week.